Good morning. Today is August 29th, and this is OK OK, the On Our Knees for Our Kids podcast. God's promise today is that He will give us the shoes of peace. Use every piece of God's armor to resist the enemy in the time of evil, so that after the battle you will still be standing firm. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news, so that you will be fully prepared. That's Ephesians 6, verses 13 through 15. Now we need some shoes. How many times have you put on your children's shoes, eagerly anticipating the day when they could tie those shoes themselves? Roman soldiers had special shoes that allowed ease of motion and yet protection for long marches. As believers, we need special shoes. We are praying to dress our children with the shoes described as the peace that comes from the good news. When they put on these shoes, our children are ready for any battle because they are completely at peace, knowing that they are already on the winning side. This is God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. That's Philippians 4, verse 7. When Satan tries to disturb our children's peace with his temptations, troubles, trials, or accusations, they will have on the shoes of peace that come from their trust in the good news. That peace can override whatever Satan throws their way. Please join me in today's prayer. You've promised, Lord, that we can stand firm if we wear the right armor. Today I pray that you will dress my child in the shoes of peace. I praise you for giving your people the gift of peace. I pray that the peace comes from the good news, peace about the past, the present, and the future. Peace that would give my child a constant readiness to handle whatever comes. He can be fully prepared for battle when he has the peace of knowing that victory will always be his in Christ. Whenever Satan tries to disturb my child's inner peace, give him the ability to hold tightly to the peace that comes through your good news. We ask this in your name, Lord. Amen.